This is Beth Smith on the morning of January 26, 2005, and I'm at 1432 I Street, the home of Dixie and Leon Stanton. They're going to talk to us about what they think about Salida and Chaffee County. Good morning. How are you two?
We're great. I'm
doing good.
Okay, Leon, I'll let you start.
Okay. Dixie and I moved to Chaffee County in 1964. There was an opening in the extension office here at that time, and we came and looked the situation over and headed back to Burlington, said we weren't coming. We got to Buena Vista and changed our minds, called back and said we're coming. So,
had both never lived in the mountains. And in fact, Leon lived on the plains of western Kansas. And it was a totally different atmosphere. But we love it here, and we've been here ever since. Now they can't get rid of us.
There was, the extension office was in what they used to call a USDA office on 3rd Street at that time. And there was a number of agricultural offices, the U.S. Forest Service office, the Farmers Home Administration office, the Soil Conservation Service, Agriculture and Stabilization Conservation Service, and the Extension Office were all there. So it worked real well because we all cooperated in several different programs and projects. So we could just go next door and visit or coordinate programs. But in, I'm not sure the exact year, but it was in late 1970s, they moved the extension office up to the courthouse. I was there the extension office was there for until, I believe it was 1980, when they built the new community building at the fairgrounds, and then they moved the extension office out there. So when I started working extension, I was the only extension agent here, and tried to cover home economics as well as agriculture and 4-H, and had a lot of good help from the secretary in the office, who at that time was Nona Woods. And she had been secretary for long enough, she knew a lot about home economics and was a big help to me. But a lot of changes have taken place in Chaffee County and in the 40 years that we've been here. We kind of liked it the way it was, but you can't stand still in time. You have to progress with the times. So one of the main things that I remember that when we came here in 1964 was agriculture was the number one industry in Chaffee County, and it is no longer the number one industry. Of course, tourism is the number one industry now, and a lot of ranches have gone by the wayside. Of course, beef cattle and hay were the two main productions from agriculture, and water, of course, is a limiting factor, and it's a very important factor for Chaffee County. And seems like we lose more and more of that now, but the Water Conservancy District is trying to protect that water for Chaffee County, and I think that's a good thing. One of the big things other than agriculture that happened to Chaffee County that we remember was Climax Molybdenum Mine closing. And I'm not sure of the date, but I think it was in the 80s when that closed.
But they employed something like 500 and some guys up there. And, of course, they carpooled from Salida and Buena Vista. It was a big...
It was a big blow to Chaffee County when that closed, because there was a big payroll, like Dixie said, is a big payroll came from there. another factor that we remember that we hated to see happen was the the railroad stopped running, the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad stopped running through Salida, and that was a low blow too. And that, and then not long after it stopped running, they tore down the old depot, which was
sad day.
Because this was a railroad town at one time, Salida was. So that's some of the things that we remember in Chaffee County. Now, of course, one of the big things is subdivisions. A lot of the land, some of the ranch land, is being sold and subdivided, and water is becoming an even more important factor now. When the land is taken out of agricultural production and it is no longer irrigated, the return flow back to the Arkansas River is not what it would be when it was in agricultural production and irrigated, because the water goes down and eventually gets back into the river. So if that continues to happen, I think the Arkansas River is going to flow less and less each year, and that's not going to be good for downstream, not good for Chaffee County, in fact.
Well, when we were visiting about this interview, Leon said, I can remember when there were 7 dairies in Chaffee County, and you were naming them.
Yes, when we moved here, believe it or not, there were 7 dairies that included Starbucks, Knickerbockers, Frank Roberts. Reformatory had a big dairy, Bill Thomas, who's the guy we were trying to think
of? Whitson.
Paul Whitson had a dairy in Irwin Sage, had the 7 dairies, and now there's only one left, Bill Thomas. The Thomas dairy is the only one left, so we lost almost all of our dairy production here in the county.
Well, when we moved here, there was Loudenberg's honey. They produced quite a lot of honey. Were there other?
Yeah, there was one other one. Anyway, two honey producers here at that time. So we had a good supply of honey right in the county.
And they didn't like for the bees. Certain bees came from the valley, and you know, honey is whatever they feed on, so some of the honey is a lot darker, and these producers didn't like for the bees to mix because of the poor grade.
In the lower Arkansas Valley, along the river, the tamarack, the bees pollinated a tamarack and went to the tamarack for food to produce their honey. And they made a darker honey. The tamarack made a much darker honey than our alfalfas and clovers here in Chaffee County. So the Beekeepers Association used to have their annual meeting here in Salida, and they got in some pretty heated arguments between the producers in the lower Arkansas Valley and the upper Arkansas Valley because they didn't like to mix their honey together.
Well,
I think... Personally, I think Chaffee County has a bright future. The growth that we're having here, and if we can keep enough water here, I think it does have a bright future.
Well, and one of the features I think we need to push more is our hot springs pool just up the street from us here. A lot of people use that for therapy. I know when I had a frozen shoulder, between the doctor and the hot pool, the hot springs, it pulled me out of it. And it's not a good feeling. That frozen shoulder didn't want to work for me.
That was a blow and a blessing. It'll be 3 years ago this May, we had 50 inches of snow here in 3 days and caved in part of the roof on the swimming pool, which everyone hated to see, but we got a big new improvement in the hot springs pool because of that. So We really needed the moisture from the 50 inches of snow, but we needed the improvement in the pool, too.
And when they improved the pool, they glassed in the front and the back, and it's just absolutely wonderful. It almost feels like you're outdoors. I'd like to talk about a few businesses that used to be here. We used to have a mortuary. Stewart's Mortuary was here for years. Joe and Mary Stewart were personal friends of mine because I used to sing a lot of funerals.
That was up by the Elks Club, right?
That's where Amica's Pizza Parlor is now. Yes. And brewery, microbrewery. Tuttle's Trading Post was here for a long time. Dick Tuttle had one wonderful sporting goods store for years. I'm not sure there again when he quit or when he retired. I think when he was elected commissioner, one of our Chaffee County commissioners, he turned it over to Chuck Jay. I'm sorry, Chuck Jay, and Chuck ran it for a while. But then I don't know what happened, but they decided to close the store. Sharp's Style Shop, that's a tongue twister, had a wonderful ladies' dress shop here for years. Also Modo Day. Modo Day sold women's dresses and hats. Hats were the end thing for a while. And let's see, Ward's had a catalog store at the corner of 3rd and F, I believe.
Second and F.
And we had 3 drugstores. There was Wagner's Pharmacy, which was right by the stoplight. Then in the middle of the block, we had Salida Drug. And Riley Bartley was the pharmacist there. And then Alexander's Drug is where Lawyer's Drug is now. There was Jack Shoe Corral. Jack Gottemuller sold all kinds of women's and men's and children's shoes and boots, and it was called Jack's Shoe Corral. It was Salida Men's Shop, and they were, like the name implies, sold men's clothing. There was Boys Market, a grocery store, which is now, I think, antique restoration and a haircutting shop. There was Oxford's Market, which was out on Highway 50, and of course Safeway's been around a long time, even though they've moved their location on their lot a few times. Cruz Bags was a wonderful department store. They had everything from men's clothing, women's clothing, toddlers. They had some bedding. You could buy pillows and sheets and towels, that sort of thing. And we really hated to see them go out of business. We had Patterson's Hardware. We had Katie's Hardware. We had Maybell Hardware, which is out on Highway 50. We had Woolworth's, which was a 5- and 10-cent store. We had Doveton's, and that was kind of a department store. They carried a little bit of everything, quite a variety. And then there was a little shop called B&C. The B stood for Bud, and that was Dr. Bud's mother. And, of course, Irene Bud still lives here, and Dr. Bud passed away. I'm not sure how many years ago. But speaking of doctors, when we first came here, when you went to the doctor, an office call cost you $6. Now you can make a comparison as to 2005, what it cost you to go see the doctor. But anyway, we had Dr. Hoover and Phillips, and I can't even begin to name other doctors, but we didn't have a lot of these specialists like we do now. And we didn't have a physical therapy department like we do now. So, and we are fortunate here in Chaffee County to have one of the few open MRI machines. And I think that's just like a year too old, is it not? We had Morris Photoshop, where you could go get your family portrait or your your maybe your anniversary, special anniversary photo taken, and they were very good. And we had Salida Flower Store right down on F Street. We had Coster's Insurance, Salida Realty, People's Realty. We bought this house from John Peoples when he was a realtor here. We had Martin Shoe Repair, and that was a wonderful place, because if you needed to half-sole your shoe, or you worn out your heel, you've run your heel over on your shoe, he would put new heels on your shoes, and for a very nominal fee. So we miss Virgil Martin and his shoe repair. I think his wife now lives in Pueblo, Roberta Martin. We had Stallsworth Motors, which is now where Peter's Interior carpeting and floor covering store is. We had a public service company had their office where Fabulous Finds now is located. We had several old cafes. We had Neil's Cafe, which was down on Lower F Street, and the railroaders used to, when they would come to town, they would slip over there and get a bite to eat.
It's Mama D's now.
Yeah, it's now Mama D's. We had Andon's Cafe. We had the Salida Inn, and it used to be the spa restaurant, is now the Country Bounty. And, of course, the Salida Inn is now the Fiesta Mexicana, Mexican restaurant. We had a Lippard Electric, and Mr. Lippard, I mean, I don't know how he found anything in that store, but if you needed a plug-in, or if you needed an extension cord, or if you needed a short fix in your lamp, why, he could do it. We had a Coca-Cola bottling company. That is located out, what street is that?
It's Valley Home Furnishings.
Well, I know Valley Home Furnishings now occupies that building, but that was quite an operation, so I had a bottling company, and that's how we became acquainted with Don and Marilyn McQueen, because he was the manager of the Coca-Cola bottling company. We had a Mountaineer Drive-In. It was located on Highway 50 West. We had A&W Root Beer Stand. I remember one time, Leon was always taking trips, taking 4-H'ers somewhere, or taking 4-H leaders to conferences and conventions and whatever. So the kids and I took the car out one time, and we arrived at the drive-in, and Jeff just looked at me, and I said, "Well, which one of you are going to go put our order in?" And Jeff said, "Not me." And I said, "Jerry, she was quite young at the time," but she said, "I said, well, neither one of you want to go put our order in. I guess we'll just go back home." Well, Jerry said, "I will, Mom." So anyway, she went and ordered whatever. I don't even remember what we had, but it was fun. We had a Ben Franklin store. I think I mentioned that that didn't last too long, but the Woolworth store that was here is now, what are they called?
Fresh Ideas.
Huh?
Fresh Ideas.
Oh, Fresh Ideas. And there are several shops in there. But that used to be our Five and Dime. We had Marv Danhauer and Lucy had the bakery here when we moved here. Did a wonderful job. That's now the Home Bakery. We had a Donahue's Jewelry Store. You know, was that... What's located in that shop now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. But anyway, that's just some of the... businesses that used to be located here. We had several filling stations. We had Bigelow's Texaco station. Now Bob Bigelow has his surveying company in there. In fact, I worked for Bob for 15 years. I was kind of the girl Friday. I did receive phone calls, or I did a lot of map work, printing on map. maps. But in addition to Bigelow's Texaco, we had Chet Rand's Conoco station, we had a Stander station. I'm not sure what Pete Salerno's station was called, but that's now Brandon Ward Graphic Company. So anyway, that's just a few of the changes in our downtown. We have a lot of art galleries now.
One of the real tragedies that I remember happening in Chaffee County was, I think it was in the 70s, two of our commissioners and our county assessor was headed for Durango for a meeting one morning, and their plane crashed and killed them, killed all three of them and the pilot.
Now, who were they?
Yes, it was George Everett.
Ed Krosewski.
George G. Everett and Eddie Krosewski, and there were three of them, Eddie Holman, all three commissioners.
They were all killed.
Dick Tuttle was fortunate. He was supposed to go, and something happened that he didn't go that day, and his life was spared.
What good memories you have.
As you can see, I wrote a lot of notes to help me.
If my memory was good, I could remember the dates.
But we worked with a lot of 4-H kids in Leon's 30 years. Now, the 4-H'ers have their children in 4-H. So we have grandkids in 4-H. And like he said, he used to work with the home agents before we were able to get funding to have our own home agent.
The homemakers.
Wasn't Kathy Tessitore one of the first
yes.
home agents?
I think Kathy started in about 1980, around there. She was the first extension home agent in Chaffee County.
And then after that was Nina Green.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Karen Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
So we've worn out a few people.
Yes. And you've helped a bunch of county fairs get underway.
Right.
And anything for
when we moved here, it was just a 4-H fair then. It was held in the old county shop where the subdivision, there's a subdivision there now with houses on it.
Oh, the Cochetopa Stage?
Yes. The county road crew moved out and we moved in for
about 3 days.
They
had to move all our heavy
days.
Equipment outdoors so the 4-H kids could set up their exhibits. They had their animals. They brought in hay, if I remember right.
We put sand in there for the animals. Then in the early 70s, the county commissioners built a 4-H building there in that same area for the fair, and we expanded then to not only 4-H exhibits but open class exhibits. And we didn't get that many entries in open class, but we got a few. And then in the early 80s, they built a new community building at the fairgrounds and expanded the county fair, and it has grown every year since then, I think.
And of course, if you have a county fair, you also go to the state fair.
Right. We always had a lot of 4-H exhibits that the winners here in the county went to the state fair, which I got the pleasure of taking them down there and picking them up usually. But we've had quite a few open class exhibits go to state fair also. Tough competition down there.
Has the state fair always been held in Pueblo?
Since we've been here, it has. And even before that, when I was a boy growing up in Southwest Kansas, I remember it being held in Pueblo. As we stopped there one time on a short vacation, we stopped there and went to the state fair. So.
Leon was a Boy Scout when he was young, and he said he earned his swimming badge right up here at our hot springs pool.
Uh-huh. Well, now, Leon came from southwestern Kansas. And where did you come from, Dixie?
I was born and raised in northeast Kansas. We met at Kansas State. At that time, it was Kansas State College. It's now a university. It's Kansas State University. Of course, the student population has grown considerably. It was about 5,000 students when we attended, and now it's something like 21,000. 22,000. So a lot of changes have been made there, too. When we visited the campus for the first time, oh, I don't know, it's probably 15 years later, we didn't know our way around because there were so many new additions. But Anderson Hall has been there for years and is still there. In fact, we used to joke about the vines. There were vines crawling all up the front. And we said, the vines are still holding it up.
So when were you married?
We were married in August of 1956. In my hometown of Westmoreland, which is just a little village town, there were something like 500 inhabitants, and there was no motel, and each of us had several attendants in our wedding, so the neighbors around Mom and Dad farmed out their homes and kept one or two attendant. And Mother, I don't know how she did it, but she fed the crew rehearsal dinner on Saturday night before we were married. Were we married on a Saturday?
Sunday.
At that time, we were still getting married on Sundays. A lot of weddings nowadays are on Saturdays. But a different neighbor, I bet there are three or four different neighbors. We just farmed one or two persons out in each of the homes. And like I said, Mother fed everybody for after the rehearsal. And then she had them for breakfast. I remember her making cinnamon rolls. I don't know what else she had. I was too excited. But she fixed a nice breakfast for everybody the day of the wedding and still managed to get down to the church and help me get my veil adjusted, etc.
So that's where you're... talents at cooking have come from.
Well,
you're known as a good cook all over town.
Oh, I don't know about that, but Mom was a good cook, and she loved doing it. She loved to entertain. And if I have any artistic ability, it came from my mother. She could make something out of nothing. She sewed for a lot of people in town. She just had a high school education, and she came from a family of 12 children, all by the same parents. And so she was one of the older girls, so she helped her mom a lot and learned a lot from her mother. Grandma Blanchard never made one or two pies. It was six at a time. And, of course, she had an old wood cook stove that she baked those pies in, and I remember her getting so warm. She was kind of a short, stocky little gal, but boy, she was left-handed, and she had a temper that would, boy, just flare up just like that. So, but she would also cool off that equally as fast. But she was quite a lady.
Speaking of Dixie's talent is cooking and also sewing. She was an assistant 4-H leader for a few years. Mrs. Forrest Miller, or Bernice Miller, was the main leader of the Mount Shavano 4-H Club. And Dixie joined her to be an assistant, working with the girls in foods and clothing.
And Mrs. Miller, or Bernice as I used to call her, she had the patience of Job. She had girls for years in her home. We always met in her home. And I think she taught an awful lot of girls a lot of things, not only sewing and cooking, but to have patience and to strive to do their very best. I remember there was more than one night she stayed to help some girl. Maybe she sewed her sleeve backwards in her jacket that she was making, or she couldn't get the gathers even, and She just was so good.
The night before the county fair.
Yes.
So they could get their project
so
done.
So they could get their project finished.
Stay up all night.
And then sometimes she had to help them, kind of remind them of things. Because they have to keep records in 4-H, which is another really valuable asset in life. And they learn to keep records.
One of Bernice's daughters, Anita, is now the secretary at the extension office.
And I don't think they could operate that office without Anita's knowledge.
And what's Anita's last name?
She's taken Miller now.
Miller. Mm-hmm.
She was married for a while, and her husband had
some bad disease.
I want to say Parkinson's, but I'm not sure that's correct, but he finally passed away. And Anita moved back here then. But her Bernice's daughters were all excellent in foods and clothing because they had a good teacher.
Yeah. They had 6 children, Forrest and Bernice.
Two boys and 4 girls.
Uh-huh. 2 boys and 4 girls. And I think the boys were older, so I don't remember them as much. Well, Markin
was the youngest. Danny was the oldest.
Uh-huh. And I think Mark still lives in the state of Colorado, but I'm not sure where.
Well, now, after the wedding, where did you go?
We took a honeymoon here in Colorado. The folks had a cabin down there, Rye, Colorado. And that's where we headed first, and then we went to Colorado Springs. And
went to visit the Seven Falls and the Cave of the Winds. In fact, our car was giving us a bit of a problem, as I remember, as we were coming down. You know, you wind and wind around this narrow mountain road to get up to the Cave of the Winds. And we visited there, but on our return trip back down the mountain, the transmission or something started growling, and I said, "Oh my gosh, what will we do if our brakes go out and our motor burns up?" Leon said, "Oh, I'll just kind of run her into the side of the mountain."
Did you have to do that?
No.
We got back to Johnson and left his old car there and borrowed his parents' nice car.
All right.
So we had a good rest of the honeymoon.
Well, where was your first town that you were working in as an extension agent?
In Burlington, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
I started an extension there in 1961.
As the assistant county agent.
Right. They had different titles in. And there was a county extension director there, Bob Croson. And I was assistant agent, worked mainly with 4-H. And they also had a home agent there.
Oh,
named
Bertha Ware. And she wrote a column for the newspaper. It was called Beware with
Be there
with Beware, because her name was Bertha Ware. So I thought that was pretty clever. Mm-hmm. I still have one of her cookie recipes.
But we were there 3 years, and then the agent here in Chaffee County was Louis Stevenson. And he went back to CSU to get his master's. And they asked me if I wanted to move here and for might be temporary for 9 months. If he finished his master's and wanted to come back, that was his prerogative. And unfortunately, he did want to come back. So we had to move again. And we moved to Springfield for 16 months. But then he moved, left again, and I told the district director if Chaffee County opened up again, we wanted to come back. And so they called us and said, "It's open," and we came back.
And that was 1964. Mm-hmm. You've been here ever since then.
That's right.
Well, actually, it was 66 when we moved back here, because we were there. So
in Springfield for 16.
We moved here the first time in 64. Then we were there 16 months, so when we came back, it was 66.
We have 2 children. Jeff is our older son, our only son, and Geraldine is our daughter, and they both went through the school system here. from elementary through high school. And then after graduating, our son graduated in 76 with your son, Larry.
Yeah.
And he went, he has known from the time he was in elementary school that he wanted to be an artist. So he went to, it was called CIA, Colorado Institute of Art, upon his graduation.
Is that in Denver?
Yes. It's now called something else. What's the title? Because of the, they've broadened the field. It's not only art, but you can learn to be a chef, for instance. And what do they call it?
I can't remember what they call it.
I can't even
change the name.
Blank. Yes. But anyway, that's where he landed. And he is still an artist.
Where is he now?
He's in Fort Worth, Texas. And he was working for a company called, now I went blank again.
Well, it's pronounced different than it.
Oh.
Contrary.
Contrary Creek was the name of it. And I guess it was Contrary Creek because the guy that owned the business, he and his wife, they went bankrupt because they didn't collect their bills. And you can hardly survive and keep up a payroll if you don't have any money coming in.
Our daughter, Jerry, after she graduated, she went to UNC, or University of Northern Colorado, for a year, and then transferred to Metropolitan State in Denver and graduated from there in personnel management.
Yeah, and she now works out of her home on the computer doing medical transcribing. And
she's in Denver, is she?
She's in Arvada, which is same close. As Denver. Yeah, close. And she and Steve have our only two grandchildren. But we say we don't have quantity, but we have quality. They're two fine young men. Tim, the younger one, is a freshman at Arvada West. And Joshua is a junior this year and will be graduating next year. So he's shopping around for a college already. And we're hoping that he gets a scholarship.
And what is Steve's last name?
Ross.
Ross.
Steve Ross. And, of course, Jerry's name is Ross.
We're very proud of our grandsons. Of course, everybody is. But in addition to their athletic
abilities.
They're both carrying 4.0 grade averages, so we're hoping that maybe they can get a scholastic scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll stay here in Salida for a while?
Well, mm-hmm. When we retired, we both retired about the same time. Like I told you, I worked for Bob Bigelow for 15 years from 1972 until 1987. I wanted a part-time job because our children are young and still in school, and I wanted to be able to be home with them as much as I could because Leon had to be gone a lot. And I started working for Harrison Associates. Bob and Flora Harrison had a land surveying company. And they hired me to do the same thing I did for Bob. Well, then when Bob bought the business, then he invited me to go to work for him, and I was working for him for 15 years. And there again, it was convenient because he needed somebody part-time, and I didn't have to go to work until 9 o'clock. Well, the kids had already gone to school, and I was off work at noon, so I was home when they got home from school. And I have to admire our daughter for doing the same thing. That's why she's gone into medical transcriptions, or medical transcribing, so her children never had to go to a daycare. And that was important to her, and I think it's shown up in the boys' character. Because they know how much they're loved and how much interest their parents have. And Steve and Jerry have gone on a lot of field trips during their elementary and middle school years. and also learn from it, because my goodness, of all the things they got to go to the Museum of Natural History, they got to go to the planetarium. Where else, Leon? There's just a lot of opportunities in the city that we can't take advantage of here. But they like to come to the mountains and enjoy our hot springs pool and getting out and seeing the beauty that we have been able to enjoy all these years.
Well, if they face the same dilemma I think a lot of young couples face. They would like to live in Salida, but there's just not the jobs. Can't start to compare with the job they have there in Arvada.
But what I started to tell you a few minutes ago, when Leon and I both retired from our job outside the home, we traveled north, south, east, and west. And we decided we were going to stay right here in Salida because it has a lot to offer. And we know a lot of people, a lot of our old-time friends are here.
That's good. Now, what has music had to do with your life here in Salida?
It's had a great deal to do with Dixie's life. She has a beautiful voice and has used it to serve well until she had the misfortune of having a stroke, and that set her back for a complete year. And the doctor told her the best thing for her to do was not to be under any kind of stress. So she hasn't tried to sing any solos since that time. And that's been hard for her because she loves to sing.
But you've both been very active in the church choir.
Well, there again, she has a beautiful voice.
Well, my first solo, I was 6 years old, and I sang for a teacher's meeting. It was a county teacher's meeting, and my mother said she had a bit of a doubt, because when they announced my solo, I stood up all right, but I took a big, deep breath and looked all around the room like, yeek, I didn't know there were going to be this many people here. But she said I went ahead and did my solo, and I was so thrilled when we moved to Salida. I've always sung in the church choir. I started singing when I was 12, because in the little village town of Westmoreland, where I grew up, they needed choir members, and they said, well, you can sing with the adult choir. We need all the people we can get. So I started singing in a church choir when I was 12. And let's see, I'm a little bit older now, but I still sing in the Methodist choir here in Salida. And Leon joined me after our children were grown and gone, and he decided maybe he would sing with us. And he has been very faithful to support me in all my singing ventures and all my crazy ideas for decorating for bazaars. And he's worked hard on the yard sale, and we hope we've made an improvement in this church.
Our our daughter, Jerry, I think, inherited some of Dixie's talent. She's got a real nice voice, too. While she was home, Dixie helped her. They play the piano and sing or whatever. So feel fortunate that she did inherit some of Dixie's talent.
Well, when we were going to college, Leon's fraternity was just down the block from my sorority. So a lot of his fraternity brothers dated my sorority sisters. And then they started marrying, so I sang for an awful lot of weddings. But now that I'm older, it seems like I sing for more funerals than I do weddings, sorry to say. But that's what way life is. Time marches on. I was so tickled, though, when John Held lived up on the Chapinot. And we lived on Eaton Street at the time. And he invited me to come and sing with this choir. I tell you, there's never been another director like John Held. He could sing every part. I don't care if it was soprano, alto, tenor, bass. And he could hear the mistakes. But he was a wonderful musician, and I owe a lot of credit to him for my singing.
Speaking of mistakes, I made plenty, but John always said, I'd rather for you to sing out and make a mistake than to sing so softly we can't hear you. I didn't disappoint him.
Oh, dear.
Well, it sounds like you've had a great life here.
Oh, we
in
really
Salida. Yeah, I certainly thank you for helping us out with the oral history work down at the library.
Well, I don't know how much we've helped, but it was kind of fun to reminisce and, like I say, make a few notes of some of the changes that we have seen in our time.
And we've really enjoyed our life here in Salida.
Oh, we have some friends that are just precious. We've known you and Ed for a long time.
For a while, yes.
But you came and went. But now you're back. And
well, you
glad.
Came and went, too.
That's true.
Well, thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Did you know about